The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ms. Nias, going back to your October 24, 2016 visit at All Children's Hospital, can you please tell me what items Mr. Kowalski brought to that visit, please?
He brought an iPad, a phone, cheesecake, communion, shower gel, deodorant, razors, and shaving cream.
Were there certain items that you determined could come in during this visit and certain items that could not come in during this visit?
Myself and the child protection investigator reached out to our supervisors, and they advised us.
Objection, hearsay.
She can answer that question.
The child protection investigator supervisors advised us what items could be left at the hospital and given to Maya and what items would not be allowed.
What items were allowed in during this visit?
She was allowed to have the shower gel, the nail polish remover, and the other items were taken, and I personally delivered them to the child protection investigators at their office and turned them over to Dee Dee Cooper, is the person's name.
At any point did you take a look at Maya Kowalski's refrigerator in her hospital room at All Children's Hospital?
I did.
What did you find in Maya Kowalski's refrigerator?
There was chocolate cake and other food items.
What did you do with the chocolate cake and the food items in the refrigerator, ma'am?
Seeing as the child protection investigator supervisors advised us that no outside food was allowed, that food was also taken that day.
And hearsay, I move to strike. Or knowledge.
Overruled.
Okay.
And Ms. Nijas, can you please tell the jury what items were not allowed in during this first visit? If you could list them off for the jury, please.
She was not allowed the cheesecake, the cell phone, the iPad, and the communion.
And I asked you about the refrigerator. Where did you take the items from the refrigerator again?
All of the food items and everything that I confiscated, I turned them over to the child protection investigators at their office.
At a certain point, did you come to learn that Maya had given her father some letters that she wrote?
I did.
What did you do with those letters?
I defaulted to the supervisors on what I was to do with the letters. I made copies of them and took photos of them and advised that they would have to be looked over by the supervisors, the child protection supervisors and my supervisors, before they could be given to whoever they were addressed to.
Did you have an opportunity to view Maya Kowalski and observe how she was moving around, interacting with her brother and father during this visit on October 24 of 2016?
Objection. Lack of foundation, lack of predicate.
Overruled.
What did you observe in terms of Maya's ability to move around?
I observed Maya to move around freely. She was energetic. She displayed no signs of pain. She wrestled, I would almost describe it as roughhousing, with her brother, trying to reach behind his back and roll him over to get a piece to this game that they were playing. They laughed. She twisted around kind of behind her from the hospital bed to the floor to get something out of a bag.
Did you have the opportunity to observe her legs in various positions throughout this visit?
I did. Maya's legs were always in the anatomically correct position, like this.
At a certain point, did you come to see that there was a bottle of holy water and a bottle of holy oil in Maya's room?
I did.
Okay. Did you take the holy water or holy oil away?
I have to read my note. Honestly, can't recall. It says that it was in the room, and Maya couldn't tell us where that.
Objection, hearsay, that part.
Sustained.
Based on your observation, was there holy water and holy oil in Maya Kowalski's hospital room at All Children's Hospital?
Yes, it was.
What did Maya Kowalski tell you she was using the holy water and holy oil for?
Objection, hearsay.
It's a mission. On that one.
She said that she would take the water and the oil and she would make the cross on her hands. And sometimes she said that she rubbed it on her arms and sometimes on her legs, but it doesn't always make her feel better. I had asked her where it came from and she was a little uncertain. First she said it came from Poland, and she said her mom gave it to her, and then she said a sister from a Venice church gave it to her, but she was uncertain between the three which one exactly gave it to her.
Did Maya Kowalski describe any of the types of activities that she was participating in at the hospital, All Children's Hospital, as of this first visit?
I believe she stated that she was participating in arts and crafts.
At any point did you come to learn about her participation in music therapy at All Children's Hospital? It's towards the bottom of your the first page of your note, ma'am.
Yes, she does. She did tell me that she participated in music therapy with a staff person by the name of Mrs. Kelly.
Did Maya Kowalski give you any description of the type of view that her room had at All Children's Hospital as of this visit?
She was very happy for her ocean view room.
At any point did you have the opportunity to observe Maya and her father use the bathroom?
Yes, he picked her up out of her wheelchair, carried her to the bathroom, set her on the toilet, and he came back out of the room. He did not assist Maya with undressing, nor did she ask for assistance with undressing. While she was still in the bathroom and she finished, I heard her wash her hands, and she was able to reach the paper towels, which was a little higher up in that bathroom, and she did not ask for any kind of assistance.
Did you ever have the opportunity on October 24th to observe Maya eating food?
Yes.
What do you recall about that?
Maya seemed like she always ordered grilled cheese. She had grilled cheese, I believe, chocolate cake every time I was there. I have to look at my note here. Yeah, it was, she wanted to keep the tray in her lap. She ate her grilled cheese. She had said again that Dad had brought her chocolate cake prior to one of my visits.
Okay. Approximately how long was this first visit?
I think it was a little longer because we ended up being a little late. I think it was just over an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
And after the visit, tell me a little bit about what you and your office did with some of the letters that you had received from Maya Kowalski during this visit.
Could you say that again, please?
Yes. After this visit, can you tell the jury what you or your office did with respect to the letters that you had received from Maya Kowalski during this visit?
We were advised by the child protection supervisors and my supervisors to take copies of the letters and photos of the letters, which a staff member at the hospital, I believe, assisted us with making copies. I took possession of all of those items, the food items and the letters, and transported them back to the Safe Children Coalition, and then I transported them along with my supervisor to the Child Protection Investigators building and turn them over to a child protection employee by the name of Dee Dee Cooper.
Did you ever observe Maya Kowalski crossing her legs in what's known as the crisscross applesauce or Indian style position during this first visit?
Yes, many times. She sat on her feet Indian style, or what is it, crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, that's what the new kids
call it. Kind of old, sorry. Crisscross applesauce position. She's did that frequently.
From your vantage point, did it appear as if Maya Kowalski was in pain during this first visit?
Maya never displayed any symptoms of pain, not one.
From your vantage point, did it seem as if Maya was being appropriately cared for by the hospital as of this first visit?
Objection, Foundation President.
Overruled.
You can answer.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. So from your vantage point, did it appear as if Maya was being cared for appropriately at the hospital as of your first visit on October 24, 2016?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to now draw your attention to your second supervised visit, and this is your October 27, 2016 visit. Let me know when you have that note in front of you.
Which one?
The second visit would be of October 27, 2016.
I'm sorry, you gave me two of the same visit. I have two October 31st, but I do not have the 27th.
Don't have the 27th. Okay. I can give you my copy if you'd like. I'll disregard the highlighting on it.
The only ones I have up here is the 24th, the 31st, and the 4th.
Sure. Here, I'll approach the witness. Is it okay?
Yes.
Here's the duplicate.
Oh, sorry about that. I apologize.
So, turning now to your October 27, 2016 visit, am I correct that Kyle was not present for that visit?
That's correct.
Who was present for this visit?
Mr. Kowalski.
And who else? Well, it's kind of a trick question. It was Jack Kowalski and who is he there to visit?
Oh, Maya Kowalski, oh, sorry.
Right, sorry. Poorly worded question, I apologize. What do you recall about Mr. Kowalski bringing items to his daughter on this second visit?
Well, when we met in the lobby, I again read over the visitation guidelines where it was explained again that he wasn't allowed to bring in.
Yeah. Right, but just did he attempt to bring, did Mr. Kowalski attempt to bring some things in during his second visit?
Yes, he brought several bags with him full of a couple of toys and some items Meyer requested, I believe via the hospital, for a Halloween costume because they were going to participate in what the hospital calls is reverse trick-or-treating.
And am I correct that some games were brought in, mascara, lipstick, paint, clothing, and a Harley Quinn Halloween costume were all brought in?
Yes, also an alligator dentist toy and a new Shopkins board game.
Were all of those materials allowed in during the second visit?
All of those items were allowed to be given to Maya.
Did you have the opportunity to observe Maya Kowalski engaging physically during this visit on October 27th of 2016?
What do you mean, physically?
Paint a picture for the jury about how Maya seemed to you physically while you observed her during this visit.
Maya seemed very playful, happy to see her father. She moved about freely. She never once displayed any signs of pain. She moved around, they kind of played, and she danced back and forth, rocking around with her dad.
Was she smiling and laughing?
Yes.
Was she able to move her legs?
Yes.
Was she able to reach her arms up to the sky?
Yes, she did this.
And again, did you ever see her sitting in the Indian style or crisscross applesauce?
Many, many times.
What do you recall about Maya telling you about her visits from various superheroes while she was at All Children's Hospital?
She stated that All Children's Hospital had superheroes come in and visit the kids. I believe she said it was Batman, Batwoman, and what she referred to as the Green Guy, which we later determined was the Green Hornet.
And like the first visit, on this second visit, did you come into the receipt of some letters that Maya had drafted that she wanted sent to other folks?
I believe it was in this visit. Let me double check, please.
Sure, take your time.
Yeah, she had written letters to some people, and I took photos of all of the letters, and there was also a check that had been given to her.
And what did you do with these letters and these checks?
I took photos of them again and turned them over to the Child Protection Investigator Supervisors, as I was advised to do by Child Protection.
Did Maya Kowalski have any complaints of pain during this visit?
Not once.
And like the first visit, did you notice that Maya Kowalski's legs and feet were in the anatomically correct position?
Yes, Maya's feet were in the anatomically correct position. She could wiggle her feet around, her toes around.
I'd like to now draw your attention to a third visit that you attended, and this one was on Halloween. That would be October 31 of 2016. Do you recall that visit?
I do.
And you prepared a note after that visit as well?
I did.
Do you have that note up in front of you right now?
I do.
Okay. Now, turning to when you went into Maya Kowalski's hospital room, what was she wearing on Halloween of 2016?
To say the least, Maya was very colorful. She was dressed as Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad. I believe her hair was red and blue. She had mascara on. She had a very short shirt with holes in it.
Did she have makeup on?
Quite a bit of makeup. She also had very high-heeled cork shoes, I think is what they're called.
What do you mean by high-heeled cork shoes?
Heels, I am not by far a shoe expert, but they're female shoes with made out of what corks are made out of, and they were very high-heeled.
Did you observe Maya having any difficulty with her legs or feet during this visit?
Absolutely not. Maya moved around in the wheelchair using her feet to steer her around the entire time.
Again, were the feet in an anatomically correct position so far as you could observe?
Yes, they were.
At some point during this visit, do you recall Jack Kowalski and Maya Kowalski talking about Maya's feet and their placement?
Yes. I believe Maya asked her father if he noticed her feet go inward, and he said yes, that he did.
And what did you notice at around this time of the conversation?
That she turned her feet inward, and she never had her feet inward, almost never.
So prior to this conversation between Jack Kowalski and Maya Kowalski, you had never seen Maya's feet turned inwards? You can answer the question.
I never saw Maya have her feet twisted inward or in any other position other than the anatomically correct position, unless when she was wrestling with her brother.
But she did turn her feet inwards when she had a conversation with her father about that topic.
She did.
Based on your recollection or your note, was Maya able to give her father some things to take home after this visit?
Yes, I believe this is the visit that she had three items. She had made a painting with hearts on it, and she stated that that picture was for everyone. I think it was a snowman ornament, and she had a card for her mother that she was allowed or was given to him.
Did Maya seem happy based on your observation during this visit?
Maya seemed happy almost all of the time.
Did you have an opportunity to observe Maya eat lunch on this day?
Yes, Maya, I believe, again, had two grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm sure it was chocolate cake. Hang on, I'll find it in my note here. Yes, she ordered two grilled cheese sandwiches, chocolate cake, no whipped cream, and apple juice and water with ice.
Can you please tell the jury, based on your observation, how Maya was moving about the room during this visit?
Maya moved about the room in her wheelchair. She used her feet well enough that I suppose any of us could use to steer ourselves around in a wheelchair.
Did you ever see her reach and try to grab for various items during this visit on October 31st of 2016 at All Children's Hospital?
I think she reached down from the bed again and was trying to get something out of a bag. And the bed itself it's a hospital bed, so it's a little higher up off the floor, and she was a little girl. I myself thought it was maybe not safe or dangerous for her to be doing that, but it didn't seem to bother her once.
From your vantage point and based on your observations at the hospital, did it seem like Maya was being appropriately cared for at All Children's Hospital as of Halloween of 2016?
110%.
And if you had any such concerns, would you have expressed those concerns to your supervisors?
110%.
I'd like to now turn to your final visit, Ms. Nias, which my understanding is that was on November 4 of 2016. Do you have your note from that visit in front of you?
I do.
And this was your final visit?
Correct.
When you observed Maya Kowalski on this date, what position were her legs in?
The anatomically correct position. She was also Indian style so many times.
Was she able to hug her father?
Yes.
Did you ever notice any discomfort when she would hug her father?
Absolutely not.
When you came in the room, was Maya working on a project or any schoolwork?
Yes, I think she said was doing maybe science and math. She was doing her homework. The hospital was able to have teachers come in and help Maya.
So during the course of your observations, you came to learn that teachers were regularly coming to visit Maya at All Children's Hospital?
Yes, she told me that her and the teachers worked on a computer to do schoolwork.
What about the state of her room? How did it seem on that day?
Maya Kowalski's room that day was organized as much as a person with OCD would organize a room. It was very clean. She pointed out that she organized her shoes. She had them all lined up. Some shoes were farther under a chair that she was somehow able to get under and organize her shoes that way.
When you say she, who was the individual that had organized and cleaned her room?
Maya Kowalski stated she did it.
Do you recall Meyer reporting anything about how her Halloween costume landed during the Halloween festivities a few days prior?
She's very proud to announce that her, I can't remember the name of the movie. What is it?
Harley Quinn.
A Harley Quinn costume got the most compliments.
And again, how did Maya physically seem to you based on your observation?
Maya seemed physically fine. She never once appeared to be in pain.
And did you have an opportunity on November 4 of 2016 to observe Maya eat lunch?
I'm sure that I did. Just let me find it in my notes. Yes, she did eat. She again had two grilled cheese sandwiches. This time the crust was cut off, a cup of strawberries. They brought her, the hospital brought her chocolate cake and a cheese stick.
At a certain point in time during this visit, did you observe an interaction between Maya Kowalski and some nurse practitioners?
Yes, I believe three nurse practitioners came in the room.
And what did they tell you?
Objection, hearsay, sustained.
What do you recall about your interaction with the nurse practitioners on November 4, 2016?
Objection, still called hearsay. Only means transmit.
Sustained.
During the course of this visit on November 4, 2016, did Maya say anything about the type of pain medication that she had been receiving at the hospital?
Yes, she was upset that they were only giving her Tylenol, and she specifically asked for morphine. She told us that she wanted morphine.
That she wanted, what was that?
Morphine. I was
morphine.
Shocked. Morphine, yes.
Why were you shocked at that revelation about morphine?
Because this child never once displayed any signs of pain. I have dealt with a lot of people in 23 years and a lot of serious pain, and she never once displayed any kind of pain. But she specifically stated that she wanted morphine.
Now, ma'am, at the time of these visits that we talked about, who were you working for?
The Safe Children Coalition.
You were not working for All Children's Hospital?
Absolutely not.
Have you ever worked for All Children's Hospital?
No, I have not.
And again, I asked this question after one of your visits, but after all four of these visits that you observed in October and November of 2016, from your vantage point, did it seem as if Maya Kowalski was being abused or otherwise treated inappropriately by members of the hospital staff?
Objection, foundation, predicate.
Sustained.
From your vantage point during these four visits, did it appear as if Maya Kowalski was being appropriately cared for at All Children's Hospital?
Objection, same thing.
Sustained.
Did you notice any concerns with how Maya Kowalski was being treated at All Children's Hospital during your four visits from your vantage point?
Objection, vague, person's vantage point, no foundation, no predicate.
Sustained.
You had an opportunity to observe Maya Kowalski on four separate occasions, right?
Correct.
More than 4 hours?
Yes.
At any point, did you have any concerns about how she was being cared for at All Children's Hospital?
Absolutely. Maya said...
foundation, predicate.
She can answer the question.
You can answer the question.
Maya's safety was always my utmost reason for being there, to make sure that she was being treated well and that she was safe, and she... My vantage point is she was being treated exceptionally well by that hospital.
Your witness, Mr. Anderson.
Members of the jury, I think this is a good time to take a lunch. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do the investigation and receive no information. I get to have the act ready to go at 1:30.
The jury's out of our presence. Ma'am, you're in the middle of your testimony, so while we're at lunch, you cannot discuss your testimony with anybody, including the lawyers. Do you understand that?
I understand.
Okay. Anything we need to address? Can I have the attorney's attention on me, please? Anything we need to address in the next minute or two?
No.
Okay. So we'll be back.
At 12.
The judge has to go. We can take lunch, yes, and then we can discuss and get back.
At 12:15.
Thank you, Judge.
Sorry, 1:15.
Well, yes, thank you.
Okay, 1:15. Let me turn on the system there. I will send it. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay, looks like everything is up and we're on. Yes. Ms. Crowells.
Judge, I don't have anything about this witness, but if we have time to do exhibits, there are a couple we would like to try to put in.
We have about 15 minutes.
Great. So, going back to... Well,
although I do need a clerk.
We do need a clerk. Just remember this.
List together.
We're going to be looking at the list from yesterday that we never got to, Judge. The one from October 16th, 2023. Yeah, I'll just tell you. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we would like to put in Exhibit 3047. It's the Tampa General Hospital July 30th, 2015 admission. The objection was that we didn't specify which pages. We're putting in the whole, it's a medical record of her admission to Tampa General for that month, and we're putting in the whole record.
So, 1,448 pages?
Correct.
The TGA record, we asked them for page numbers because some of it is admissible, but most of it is based on, not most of it, there are significant portions that have hearsay within hearsay with no exception. Further, they have, quote, they're not even diagnoses, there's a lot of speculation contained therein by people who have absolutely no background training and experience in trying to state whether or not it was a particular diagnosis, conversion, Munchausen, CRPS, none of them would ever pass Daubert. None of them would be allowed as experts or even as treating physicians opining on that in this case. And so our problem with them is that they've got to be excised of the hearsay within hearsay without exception, and they need to be excised of any, quote, opinions by people that don't know enough to make that opinion. That's why I asked for the page numbers.
Well, okay. We want to put in the whole record. It's the hospital admission for the month she was in Tampa General that has been talked about significantly with this jury. We're going to be reading depositions and are playing depositions of doctors from the Tampa General Hospital record. But, I mean, it's her admission. Just like the Johns Hopkins, thousands of pages came in, it's the record of her admission to this hospital. I don't know how to designate specific pages. The record's coming in. It's a medical record.
From my perspective, it seems like this jury is already aware that at Tampa General Hospital there was some attempted diagnoses that are unfavorable for the plaintiff. I think they already know that. I don't see the problem in just putting in the medical records. I mean, is there something specific you want me to look at, or?
There's quite a bit, but A, I didn't know we were going to do this today. B, I asked him to narrow it down so we could talk a little bit about what these specific areas that I wanted to go through that I was concerned about. I think we gave him some of them, but again, I wasn't involved in that.
We have a list prepared of the hearsay within the medical records. However, we weren't on notice that we were discussing this exhibit at this point. So
well, Judge, it was
we were
like
prepared to do it yesterday, but our paralegal with that list has just departed for the day, so we're trying to get hold of the list so we can discuss it in a more informed fashion.
Well, then this is going to go well, Judge. The other exhibit we want to put in is the Lori Children's Hospital record, 3032, which is only 249 pages. But again, it's the admission to the Lori Children's Hospital from 2011 to 2015 that are clearly relevant. They're medical records, and we'd like to put them in.
The same objection, Judge. Yes, a lot of them are statements for the purposes of medical analysis. That's an exception to hearsay. But there's also a tremendous amount in there of just back and forth of people that are not talking about, particularly any of Maya's statement about medical treatment. And again, there was a ton of just sort of thrown out opinion in there, including from nurses and physical therapists and people that have no background training or experience and would never be allowed in the court of law to form a diagnosis on any of that.
Well, the reality is, I mean, I'm not offended by the concept of putting in medical records.
Okay.
And so what I'll do is I'll give you the opportunity to get your paralegal to have a specific discussion. If you can point to specific pages that you're talking about,
sure.
I'll look at that. But as a general rule, medical records, I had no problem with them coming in.
And we stipulated to an awful lot of them, Judge.
Well, not these, because they're on our list.
Well, I will say that the continuation of whether things are stipulated or not is continuing.
Okay. How about 3048, the Venice Regional Medical Center records?
What's the date,
Doctor?
What's the date of admission?
I'm sorry, I don't have that for news.
Is this Dr. Mendez or Melendez?
This is Regional Medical Center. Yeah.
Is this Dr. Melendez?
You're asking me a question I can't answer, Mr. Anderson. I'm looking for it. Okay. Let's get that one. How about 3035, Moore's Children's Hospital records?
Is all of this having to do with the same paralegal who's not here?
How many pages is in the Moore's record?
253.
Yes, Your Honor.
Wait. We have to get records.
Part of it's in, a couple pages of it, that were relevant material we discussed.
Oh, yeah, it's beyond. Let's skip that. How about Dr. Mendez records, 3031?
So we're still on everything from yesterday.
Yes, these are all medical records. We're going to play depositions, Judge, today of medical doctors. One's from Tampa General. I don't think they're critical that they go in before we play the deposition being shown. No. But we'd like to get them in. We're not going to get any of that accomplished right now, Judge.
Well, okay. Mendez is a whole category unto himself. And we would object to portions of his deposition and have objected, although the court may well have overruled us for all we know, because I haven't checked the specific point. But our concern here is that this is an allergist who, after meeting with Beata Kowalski for approximately 45 minutes, comes up out of the blue with a, this must be Munchausen by proxy, even though he can't diagnose and has no idea about CRPS, has no history, has no basis whatsoever. He just throws this out there. And that's the kind of thing that 403 was meant for, were these kind of circumstances where someone with no qualifications and no background training experience, no foundation and no predicate in terms of investigating this, just starts throwing out a diagnosis in an area that he clearly has no clue about. So we object to his testimony coming in on that. He's a walking Dalbert challenge.
Judge, it's a treating doctor.
Okay.
That doesn't.
At some point, the defense is allowed to defend themselves.
Why?
I know that was said tongue-in-cheek. So the transcript will reflect that everyone's laughing. But the reality is, if he was a treating physician, and has observations of Maya or the mom, then those are going to be relevant for the jury. If you feel he was inappropriate with his diagnosis, I am confident you are going to excel with your cross-examination.
Thank you, Judge.
But at the end of the day, I still have to let the jury hear all the information. So, is there anything else with respect to Dr. Menendez other than you disagree with his diagnoses?
No, I don't think there's a whole lot of hearsay within hearsay on that one.
Okay.
I think that's mostly for purposes of medical diagnosis. That's not a problem.
So it doesn't sound like there's anything else with Dr. Menendez. Now, what about his records? Is this something that you need your paralegal for, or are those records able to come in?
I'm hesitant to allow them to come in at this point. I don't know that it's going to make much difference to counsel because the court's going to allow the, apparently, obviously the court has reviewed and ruled on the deposition. So I don't know that they need those in order to play it. We probably would prefer to take one more look at it since, again, it is fairly voluminous. And our big complaint is the same thing about random, I don't even know if we call it diagnosis. It's not really even a diagnosis.
That sounds like cross-examination.
Cross-examination.
Judge, we do have one issue about a deposition that's being played today. Maybe we should move to that.
Okay.
I'll be brief, Your Honor. We have two depositions we're going to play to try to fill the rest of today after this one. There's only one we'd like reconsideration of a court's ruling, and if I could approach.
Okay. Who are we talking about?
Dr. Behar Posey. She's videotaped her deposition as she unfortunately passed away. It's one section from page 30 to 42 that it deals with alleged false allegations of child abuse.
It's giving me the four pages for one.
Do you mind if I direct you to, you can take my copy.
No, it's not.
So, what's that?
He doesn't like minis.
My vanity gets me to not wear.
Can we put it up on the screen?
No, just grant me, my arms are long enough so I can be able to see.
Sorry.
I got my go-go gadget arms going on here.
Can you get a copy we can see?
You can have my copy.
You said pages 38 to 42?
38 to 42.
So starting on page 38.
Page 38, line 15 through 42, line 6. We did object to this. It was overruled. We'd like reconsideration.
And so I allowed this in?
You did allow it in, and you'll see that all these questions are about the harms of false reporting.
If the court allowed it in,
can I read it first real quick?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And remind me, Dr. Behar Posey's role?
She was the emergency physician in the ED. On October 7th.
On page 42, which
part? I my objection is through page 42, line 6.
Do you happen to have my rulings from that deposition?
I do, Your Honor.
So I can kind of see where I was.
Yes, do you want me to have them? Do you want the DIN?
Well, yeah, I can pull it up that way.
Your ruling was September 12, 2023. I'm looking for the dendrum. And it was filed September 12, 2023. I'm looking for the dendrum. This one. Or you can put up on the screen.
We'll withdraw any objection. What's their objection? Okay.
Looks like it's DIN 3371. Well, it looks like there was only an objection to lines 18 through 21 on page 35. I don't see there was any objection made for the other pages. Well, actually, 40, this line, page 40 there was. I take that back. 40 at 17.
And to the extent we inadvertently failed to meet the objection on the predicate questions in advance, we would like the court to consider that objection.
Okay, well, looks like you didn't designate objections to page 38, 39 at all. So it looks like you started it at page 40, line 17. So
we would respectfully request the court to rule on an objection that we're now making, understanding that we are making it for the first time now on those predicate pages, Your Honor.
Your Honor, where did the objection that they made it? Page 40, line 17.
Their first objection in the area they're talking about right now was on page 40, line 17.
And that continues through how far did they?
Page 42, line 7, which is where Mr. Shapiro said.
Would you like a response now, Your Honor?
Yes, that's right.
Well, the relevance has been brought in by the defense's questioning of our witnesses, including the dissolution of marriages. They made an issue of the fact that at one point Jack and Beata filed for, made moves towards separation. Further down, it talks about damage to the child's psychological health from these issues. That is clearly relevant here since we have several witnesses discussing the trauma and PTSD.
I rephrased the question there, and the second question is not objectionable at all, it looks like. How many cases? That's not to the form. Or that if that is to the form.
So it's just this objection that really isn't about the report to the abuse hotline.
Well, true.
And the issue is whether, you know, I've already found as a matter of law that there was reasonable cause to make the abuse hotline, so the hospital's immune.
Understood.
But I disagreed with the case law that I had to apply, but I don't get the choice to avoid case law.
I understand that. Now, I'd just like to point out that Dr. Bahar Posey is unique because she treated Maya Kowalski in the emergency room before there was any report of child abuse.
Right.
So her opinions about a diagnosis of Munchausen by proxy, given her extensive background with these issues, is relevant. That she didn't see anything of concern is relevant, regardless of reporting. Her credentials, her background, it's very important that she didn't see anything of concern in what she observed in the emergency room. She handed over the patient, and then other doctors, less informed, did what they did.
And we have a medical malpractice account in there about diagnosis.
Well, but are you suggesting that on the date in the emergency room, this doctor was supposed to have understood everything there is about CRPS and be able to synthesize that? And then where do these questions go about her, I guess, tenure as a medical director in Hillsborough County? What does that have to do with medical malpractice?
Well, Judge, in this instance, it's more about the decision to change a diagnosis that had been accepted by Johns Hopkins for at least the prior 6 months and arguably more in one evening. And we believe that her testimony as to the analysis process and what needs to go into it is relevant material to that.
I think just like I did yesterday for you when I said I probably need to reconsider, I think I'm going to reconsider this and I'll exclude. Now, I was never provided 38 through 40, so that looks to be sum and substance of 40, line 17 through 42, line 7. So why don't we cut 38, line 15 through 42, line 6.
May I approach to retreat?
Yes. Because it doesn't go to an issue in this case.
Thank you, Your Honor. We'll have that edited and ready to play. Do you have that clip?
So is our witness ready to go?
I just went to look. She's in the hallway.
Okay. Can we go grab her and let's put her on the witness stand. Let's grab the jury and bring in the jury.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.